computer says it's 6 o'clock, so we're gonna get started. A few more people might drift in, but, do we have a quorum?
Yes.
All right. So, I think we oughta, it's not on the agenda, but we oughta take roll. So, Cynthia, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am, thank you, present.
Everybody else, Dean, you just wanna go around and say your name for the recording?
Okay, Dean Sawyer, mayor.
Ariane Sunman, budget committee member.
Cheyenne Nelson.
Carol Shank, budget committee member.
CM Hall, city council member.
Jan Kaplan, city council.
Steve Bauer, assistant finance director.
Ryan Parker, counselor.
Spencer Neebel, city manager.
Bob Berman, budget committee.
David Allen, city attorney.
Eric Glover, assistant city manager, city recorder.
Thank you all. Okay, there's a couple of topics we might wanna get into before we jump into the real, well, into what's the published agenda. First one is, the correspondence back and forth with Carla Perry, referring to arrears and non-collections and all that. And it's gone around a couple of times, but, I think we oughta, so everybody's on the same page. Get either Steve or Spencer to explain where we're at with.
I'll set it up and then I'll have Steve go through his report. So anyway, at the last, budget meeting, Carla Perry had sent a letter expressing concern about the amount of funds that we had in arrears from various, sources. And she was basing that on a report that Steve Bauer had published, and we put these out into the, onto our website, each month. And she was going through that and coming up with some numbers, that weren't representing what they actually were. And so, I indicated that in my report. Carla sent a, clarifying numbers about where she pulled that out. And Steve, if you can roll down to that section in the report that is dealing with the numbers that she was pulling in her letter, just to explain to the budget committee, and I did send an explanation to Carla as well on this issue, but, why don't you explain the,
So for utilities, she's pulling that from my, the first paragraph up there. And so she's added up the, all the past due items from the 94,000 all the way through the 186. And so she came up with 323,142, as, past due in her email. I don't know if everyone has copied her email. So that's where she got that number. And then the, past due since, 2021, she excluded the 94,000, so it's just the 42,000 and the 186 in her number. So for the airport leases, she had added up, these three numbers here, the over 30 and the over 120. So if you add those up, you come up with 174, that she came up with. But these happen to be prepaid, not an actual, receivable on our books. For instance, the McWalkins, they have prepaid almost 2 years worth of their, lease. So the negative numbers are actually prepaid.
That's actually a negative,
Negative receivable.
Receivable, yeah.
Yeah.
Which she picked up as a positive receivable and understand the confusion there, but again, numbers in parentheses are negative receivables, which is an actual credit.
Now the next number she pulled, was from the business license. And so she had, grabbed the, 54,849, which, the bulk of that is, past due. That's what shows up in her report. And then she had mentioned, the last item was the, for the, there's a lien open that, is described in my paragraph up above here. Points 1 and 2, but, she accidentally put that in twice, so she added that also in her email, but it's actually part of this 166, this, 25,000. Oh, yeah,
Yeah, this 25,000 is actually part of this 166 number. So when we were trying to come up with our $800,000 receivable, so the only way we could do that was to add the 323, which is all the utility numbers up above here. Then we're thinking that she must have added it twice. So, and so she added the, from what we could tell, she added the 42 and the 186 one more time. So it's kind of doubled up there. And then, she added the 174, which is the three negative numbers. So that's actually, should have been subtracted instead of added.
Can we suggest that maybe you and she just have a brief meeting and go over this and make sure she's comfortable and that she's not disputing any of the numbers and that kind of thing? Would that be appropriate?
No, I think it'd be appropriate. And I did send her an email, kind of explaining it to her, and Steve can follow up with an email offering to meet with her to discuss it, so.
Right.
I just think it needs to be put on the record that Carla has the people living in this town's best interest in mind.
Oh, yeah.
And I think she makes a lot of valid points, and that thing from Ms. Azar, and that's the Sixth Street properties. Do we know, are we ever gonna collect from her? Is that in an estate or?
Yeah, when the property sells.
Okay, so the property is not on the market, though.
Correct.
So she owns the properties. When she sells them, or some representative for her sells them, the city will get that money and zero out that lien.
Correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understand that.
Yeah, so basically, we have the ability to put liens on property, and those liens remain in place until that property transacts.
Yeah, I appreciate a verbal side by side, but it would mean more to see the numbers in a column. Because I see it could become a rabbit hole here about talking numbers. And I appreciate that you're clarifying it for the Budget Committee, but the bigger issue is, how can the city, without spending more money than they're gonna take in, more effectively collect on delinquent accounts? Because I know as a taxpayer, when I miss my water bill one payment, I get the pink letter of death. And especially elderly residents of the city, that has a scare factor in it. I mean, that's by design. It catches your attention. But I think it goes from zero to 60, whereas some people owed money for years, and through a complicated legal process, we're not collecting. And so I think that's the spirit of the discussion is, how can we collect these back monies due so that those people aren't in arrears with the city? I think that's what I'd like to hear the solution to.
Yeah, and I think on that too, as we go through the recommendations, there are some that specifically come out to try to address that. One of the things too that I did over this weekend is I sent out the our schedule for all the work sessions for this next year going ahead with all these things scheduled on that work session. So that if it's in here, and I'm presuming the Budget Committee is gonna recommend the recommendations that were outlined, if it's in there, we've got these set up for very specific timeframes to provide more detailed responses to these specific issues moving forward. Because every issue has so many angles to it, and the effort to collect funds for municipalities in Oregon is really limited with a lot of the state laws that are out there to protect property owners.
No, I hear that part too. I think another thing that we need to say, and this is where I'd give Carla some praise, is when she saw the initial reaction of the Rogue Brewing Corporation to suddenly expressing surprise that they were not paying their transient lot room tax, I mean, that was kind of hard to listen to. And I think that we need to make sure we're not coming down on her, and that her careful eye, I wish more citizens had, we're here to serve them, you know what I mean?
I'm just impressed.
She comes across strong sometimes, but that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, and we have no quarrel with that at all, but we're just correcting things that were not correct in her letter, and letting her know that, so.
Might it, maybe some accounting procedure changes might eliminate some of the confusion, like set up an asset account for future collectibles. indefinite future collectibles.
Yeah, well, I understand, in the years I've been here, Carl is probably the first one that's actually dug deep enough into the website to find the reports that we post publicly, to actually ask questions about this, which is a good thing.
Absolutely, but there have been questions, at least for the last 2 years prior to this one, about collecting the things we're supposed to be collecting.
The citizen's debt clock.
The other thing that we may want to do is, Steve, and I know the department is overwhelmed, but one of the big numbers there in the business licenses is these people that just get a one-year license. And it's possible you either could ask the question on the business license request form, or just do a follow-up, you know, have a tip, make some phone calls, and you probably clear half of those immediately. No, we're never coming back to Newport, and you're done.
We aren't clearing up any of those, so they're just carrying over, they're generating an arrears balance.
Maybe some procedural things might make the numbers come down, and then we can concentrate on the real collectibles. Yeah, the real debt.
So if I'm understanding this right, there's about $320,000 in over 120 between that top highlighted area and the lower highlighted area. You got 186,611.
Yeah, I think there's, yeah, 300.
And then 166 on the current. I realize there's some credits to offset some of that, but looks like about 320-ish grand worth of over 120.
Yeah, when you calculate it out, we have 203,000, almost 204,000 in past due receivables currently.
That are over 120.
No, total.
Total. Yeah, total.
But the issue that we have not done at all is we have not written off. We have debts that go back.
Back to 2000.
Right, I realize there's a lot of ancient history there, but so then there's a matter of categorizing those between uncollectible, which are write-offs, or possibly selling them to collection agencies or something to get some of this stuff in and not burden the city with it too much.
I like that idea.
You know, you can usually sell that off at a 25 to 35% discount and
50% probably.
Some 50, it depends how doubtful they are, but in any case, some is better than none.
I'd like, for the record, to show that Dietmar joined the meeting at 10 after.
Thank you. I'm here, I think.
As much as anybody else.
We have a couple of times in here that we have to do, is it 5:45 and 6 o'clock, or 6:45 and 7 o'clock?
That's for the city council hearings in June.
Oh, okay.
So the only thing we have to do is recognize the public comments. We had one from Carla Perry, and then the second one was from that one.
Lincoln County.
We have another public comment from the Lincoln County Local Public Safety Council. Statement of support for the drug officer that we did fund, although we doubt that we're going to be able to fill it.
Yeah, it's funded, it may be difficult to fill, so.
Okay.
The guy wants a job.
Can I say that?
What, it should be in your.
Oh, is that my back?
Public comment over there.
If you, oh yeah, if you're just open, but here.
No guy.
Okay, so the next item is to actually review and approve the budget.
So I can give a little overview here.
I think you should. Now, we did not get the final version of the budget message this time around.
No, and that, but when we compile all this, that'll be in the mix, so.
Okay.
And if you get a chance, edit my executive summary too, so.
Well, I might take a look at it.
Okay, because that'll be in there as well. But tonight is the last scheduled meeting for the budget committee. And basically, the first meeting, we did a complete comprehensive review of the budget. Second meeting, the budget committee reviewed all the various potential additions or changes to the budget and made recommendations. And at tonight's meeting, we've incorporated those all into the budget documents that are part of the packet for the budget committee final review and actually approval. What'll happen is after the budget committee reviews these things and approves these, the budget, then it'll go to the city council for adoption at the second meeting in June, which I think is June 20th, if I'm not mistaken.
That's what you got here.
Yeah. And so anyway, June 20th will be final adoption of the, in at 5:45. And Steve, make sure you get this right on the public notice.
No, I checked already.
Okay, good. 5:40, because sometimes we end up putting 6 o'clock for both. But 5:45 will be urban renewal approval. And then 6 o'clock will be the regular meeting at which the council will adopt the city council budget. And so the other part of tonight's review is based on the discussions that were made, the motions that were made, there's a list of recommendations that the budget committee can consider for the city council. And these are items to take a look at as we work our way through the course of this next year. And as I indicated to Bob earlier, our work session schedule has all these dates in here, presuming the budget committee makes these recommendations to go forward over the course of the next year. The last thing I wanted to cover before we go through the approval process, so again, the modifications to the proposed budget included increasing the unemployment tax obligations by $167,000. That's spread across all those labor budgets, the labor accounts in the budget. Funding a school resource officer with the Lincoln School District covering $90,000 of that. Funding marketing materials for human resources, funding a detective position. Providing additional funds to hire a part-time community service officer to cover weekends. Appropriating $50,000 to develop a climate action plan through extensive community engagement, providing $50,000 additional funding for professional services for the community development department. Planning efforts, carrying over the $200,000 from the general fund for the current year to address homelessness in Newport. Appropriating $12,000 for additional maintenance and replacement of air filters for the rec center. Providing $20,000 towards replacement of electronic sign at the Performing Arts Center. Increasing the appropriation for art by $15,000. That brings it up to brings it up to $65,000.
I like the 200.
$40,000 for a pothole patching machine or contracting out patching services. Appropriating $75,000 for bilingual translation services. Appropriating $50,000 for a new joint fire facility with ODF. Carry over the visioning funding of $139,741. Appropriating funding for the storage area network support warranty for an additional year in the amount of $22,000. Appropriating funding to cover dark trace artificial intelligence monitoring for $34,536. Appropriate strategic grant funding services in the amount of $380,000. Appropriating federal and state consulting services for $100,000. The changes to the budget increase the total requirements to $102,025,486.
And I think it's relevant to point out here that if you look on the previous page, that number was $101,339 before we made the changes. We added all that money, and it only went up to $102 million. And so when we allocate additional money or recommend changes to the budget, we always recommend how much gets added to the budget, but we don't recommend where it comes from. And a majority, as you can see, because the difference in those two numbers is fairly small, came from either reserves or reserve for future expenditure, I think is the term, or ending fund balance. So we didn't have that, even though we added all that money, we didn't have a huge impact on the actual bottom line expenditures for the city of Newport. So that's encouraging that we've taken such good care of our reserves that we can do that. And I hope that will continue to be the case. So does anybody have any questions about the summary of all the changes, the ins and the outs, and the footnotes looks like this. Okay. With that, I would like to entertain a motion to approve the City of Newport proposed budget, to forward the City of Newport proposed budget as amended by this committee to the City Council for adoption. Anybody want to make that motion?
I shall move.
You, second?
Second.
Any further discussion on forwarding the budget to the City Council?
Do we we have to read it out?
Typically, yeah, typically you'd have someone read the motion, and the motions are, yep. The motions are all in the manager report.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, so, and you can run right down the list.
Okay, you want to read the motion?
Oh, I got to find it.
Page six, little page three.
I'm sorry, I'm on the highlighted list of goodies here. I was reading the budget committee changes in the exec summary.
Yep.
Go back.
Ah, there we go.
Okay, first one, yeah. I move that the budget committee approve a budget for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2022, and ending June 30th, 2023, for the city of Newport, with total requirements of $102,025,486, in accordance with the foregoing summary of funds and changes, and further recommend that the approved budget for fiscal year 22-23 be adopted by the city of Newport.
And we already have a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, raise your hand. Cynthia?
Cynthia? This is the second one.
Well, we'll call that an abstention.
Cynthia?
Credit for attending the meeting.
Sometimes you have to hit star six to unmute yourself.
She had muted herself.
Cynthia? And there's still a connection up here, so.
Well, she can correct her votes if she gets out of the call before the meeting's over here, so.
Okay, who would like to read the next one about taxes?
Do we have to see who opposes, or?
Oh, yeah, is anybody opposed to the previous motion? All in favor, except maybe Cynthia be an abstention. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
All right, everybody got to volunteer to do one.
Yep.
So you might as well, Dean, you're up.
Okay.
Taxes is your favorite topic.
I move that the budget committee hereby approve taxes provided for in the city of Newport's budget for fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2022, and ending June 30th, 2023, at a rate of 5.5938 per 1,000 of assessed value, plus general obligation debt funds, in accordance with the following individual obligation bonds: water treatment plant bond in debt, $2,150,000, swimming pool bond in debt, $613,669.
Is there a second for that?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion about taxes? Any questions? I just had a brief. The swimming pool bond in debt, is that what's left, or is that the total?
That's the annual for this year.
Well, that's the annual for this year.
Correct. Principal and interest.
All right.
It's a lot of money, Bob.
I know. I know. I'm painfully aware of that every year in the fall. Okay. We have a motion and a second. There's no further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, there she is.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstentions?
If we don't pay, do they take the pool back? Two halves.
Yeah, I think we go through repossession, so. Do you want to correct Cynthia's vote on the first item?
Sure, why not? Cynthia, were you in favor of forwarding the budget to the city council?
Yes, I vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
So 11-0 on both the votes.
Hey, Spencer, now that we made the motion, what's the difference between the millage rate this year and last year? Is that 3% just increase?
No. The millage rate stays the same. We're locked in. For most homeowners, the max that they would go up would be 3% based on the Measure 50.
Well, the rate is the same, but the value
is just
the value of the house goes up. The millage stays the same.
Right. The rate has to stay the same. We're at the cap that we were at when the things went in there, so we're permanently at that cap.
Okay.
Well, we could lower it.
Yeah, we could go under.
Spencer, we have to call Cynthia back.
Okay.
something disconnected.
Peggy, I'm here. I'm here. I found the right button again. Never mind.
Okay.
Now we move on to the Urban Renewal Agency.
We got one. We got fee schedule.
What? We have one small short one.
Fee schedule to do.
Oh, yes, you're absolutely right. Thank you. Just seeing if Dietmar was paying attention.
Yeah.
Okay, Dietmar, you can read this one out.
Okay,
I'll
do the fee schedule. That's fine. I move to recommend adoption of the City of Newport's fee schedule by the City Council for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2022 and ending July 30, 2023.
June 30?
June 30.
Huh?
June 30.
June 30. Did I say July?
You did.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. June 30.
All right. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion on the fee schedule? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstentions? Good. Now we're going to move on to urban renewal. Who wants to read the motion?
Chair probably should.
Okay.
I'll do it. I move that the Budget Committee approve a budget for the Newport Urban Renewal Agency for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2022 and ending June 30th, 2023 with total requirements of $10,531,106 in accordance with the foregoing summary of funds and changes and further recommend that the approved budget for fiscal year 2022-2023 be adopted by the Newport Urban Renewal Agency.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on urban renewal budgets? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed or abstentions? Thank you. Got another urban renewal one. See ya.
Yep, I'm up. I move that the Budget Committee for the Newport Urban Renewal Agency approve a request for the maximum amount of revenue that may be raised by dividing the taxes under Section 1C, Article 9 of the Oregon Constitution, with no amount being raised by the imposition of a special levy for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2022 and ending June 30th, 2023 for the Newport Urban Renewal Agency.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Thank you.
I'd just like to say that I think we need to see if we can help the Port Commission start to raise money from McLean Point to start to develop that as much as the city can possibly assist. I think that's a big economic driver in the future that will also help the URA, you know, collect funds and improve infrastructure in that part of town. So those of you who, Cynthia's not here, but I'll point in the sky.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, those are the primary motions required by Oregon to proceed with the budget. We also have a whole series of recommendations to the City Council on various topics. And so who hasn't read one?
Yeah, just one further thing on these two. I have a kind of arbitrarily assigned a time period for each one of these to be reported back to the City Council. That's been incorporated in the motion. And again, I took a look at the timing and our ability to try to sustain the activity here and laying those out over the course of the year.
So what do you mean by community leadership role model, Spencer? Could you explain that?
Yeah, that was the item that the Budget Committee looked at, that Hillsborough has, you know, been on steroids with their program. But it's really a training process for citizens to become more actively engaged in community issues. So it's kind of a citizen academy for local government.
Also a good training program for committees, to fill out committees, possible council vacancies, you know, just help us to kind of build the bench with people who understand how the city governance works. I cut off Councilor Boteo.
I just want to say, yeah, that is an important part, you know, including more people and participating in city council meetings and, you know, participating in committees too, and learn more about this, how the system and the processes, I think is very important, because a lot of people, they don't participate because they don't know how the process look like.
Would you like to read this motion then?
Yeah, sure.
There's going to be big outreach then with this?
Yeah, well, it's the same.
It's more of a focused outreach on a group of people that go through a training process.
It's actually a smaller group, but it's more curated.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a few years back, we had the Police Citizens Academy, I think they called it. It's similar to that sort of a model, except on a citywide basis, where you have groups of citizens periodically going through this to really learn a little more depth of what the city does and what the issues are with the city, and really prepare them to fill various roles going forward with the city. So it's a good thing, but it is a fairly labor-intensive effort for us to undertake.
And guess what, Tim? Are they going to come and ask you questions?
Sounds like that's a motion that you're going to make, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Beatrice, you want to read that first one there?
I move that the Budget Committee recommend that the request to the City Council explore a community leadership model with a report being provided to the City Council in a March 2023 work session.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion on that item? I would just suggest that when that is being discussed, that it be, the outreach be as broad as possible. Everything from people like us, who are all volunteers, mm-hmm. all the way to the guy sleeping on the front porch, and everybody in between, so that we actually get a representation of what's really going on in the city. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, abstentions? Thank you. Next is a modification of the rec center fee structure. Who hasn't read one yet?
I haven't.
Okay.
I move the Budget Committee recommend that the City Council review the possible implementation of a low-income rate structure as part of the recreation plan, with this item being discussed by the City Council in August of 2022 at a work session.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Now you have to ride with me.
Any opposed or abstentions? Thank you. Next one, this one's Ryan. It's on the bottom of page 4, big page 7.
Yep.
The last item.
Let's see.
That's a short pothole.
Huh?
That's what we're doing.
Oh, all right. Ryan, this
it's
is
the bottom of that page.
Yeah, I think we got it right.
Got it.
I move that the Budget Committee requests that the City Council hear a report on pothole patching at the July 2022 meeting to determine whether a mastic pothole patching machine should be purchased or whether this can be done on a contractual basis to address potholes within the City of Newport.
Okay. Your second?
Could I amend that to say and further ask city staff to contact ODOT about potholes in city rights of way that are ODOT's responsibility?
Sure. Yep. You're making motions, so.
Yeah, I'll add that sentence. Did you get that?
Good.
Yeah.
Is there just one meeting in July?
Oh, this is when we'll give a report to them.
Yeah. Potholes in within ODOT's jurisdiction.
July 6th, second, or third Monday in July.
Okay. All right.
My amended motion.
We had a second?
Yes, there was a second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Very sorry.
I never should have done that.
Well, you guys are going to keep the council busy.
Clean up.
Any further discussion on potholes? I think it's important that you added that. Thank you. All in favor?
I hit that one that I told you all about. I hit it today with my car.
Do you have to walk the rest of the way?
Yeah. Did we hear from Cynthia?
Yes, I'm in favor.
Thank you. Any opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. Well, now we're going to do with the decals one. Who's left? Anybody write a motion? Okay.
I move that the city council hold a work session on the use of a volunteer group, Eagle Scouts, Surf Riders, or other volunteer groups, to place thermoplastic decals on stormwater grates that indicate no dumping drains to waterways.
I'll second that. Any discussion?
Well, there's a few typos in the motion, but that's arbitrary. Doesn't affect the spirit of it.
They'll get cleaned up in the minutes, so.
Okay. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Moving right along. Tree inventory. I'll do that one. I move that the budget committee request a report on the collection of a tree inventory utilizing the city's GIS system at a work session of the city council to be held in October 2022.
Second.
I have a quick.
Yes.
The wording of this, it seems weird. Shouldn't it be that we request that the council receive a report, or?
Yeah, that's why I tried to slip that in there at the end. It's not a report for us, at least at this point, although we'll probably see it at the next cycle of the budget.
I'm sure that this committee will ask what happened to those recommendations last year, and there'll be a report to the budget committee that's created for next year's budget. After tonight, budget committee gets to rest.
So the only thing the committee wants is a report. They don't want any action on this item.
I think the intent is to bring this to the council and kind of update the council on where we're at, because we said during the budget meeting, Mike Kavanaugh indicated that we can do this with our own GIS system, and so it's really kind of updating the council.
I agree the motion is pretty vague. I mean, pretty misleading. I think the budget committee is requesting a report on the collection of tree inventory. So the only thing the committee wants is a report, right?
Provided to the council on it.
This really should be reworded. Peggy, can you fix that up so it's a report to the council?
What do we actually want to do? Just we want to have the city council look at a tree inventory?
No, I think the process has been represented by Parks and Rec that they can do this without buying. If you remember, there was a motion or a consideration to purchase some software to do this at the last meeting. And the recommendation from Parks and Rec was, we don't need the software. We have the volunteers, and with our new GIS coordinator, we can do this in-house. And so this will just be a status report to the council on, you know, where we're at with this, to make sure the council's aware whether we're moving forward with it or not by this fall. So it's just a check-in with the council.
Okay, do we have a second on that?
Second.
Okay, CM?
No, I can't remember. Someone did that.
Brian, the motion on the tree inventory was made by Bob and seconded by Brian.
Okay. Then all in favor with Peggy's excellent corrections to be made?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Abstentions? Thank you.
So a lot of cities use ArcGIS for that.
That's what is being proposed here.
You put it in the mapping layer.
It begs the question, you know, you can set up the system. Somebody's got to go out look at trees.
I read that to see the city's going to develop that tree layer and tell the council about the timeline of it
and
how they're doing and an update, right?
Yep.
You don't want to put words in your mouth.
You did a perfect job.
Well, during the discussion, though, there was talk of volunteers gathering the data. You can set up a layer, but if it hasn't got any data in it.
Right.
So and there was some confidence that people, volunteers had approached Parks and Rec that wanted to actually
go out and collect that specific data.
So I'll catch the squirrels and you put the GoPros on them.
Okay, the next one.
Sounds like a Cynthia motion to me.
The airport one?
Yeah.
Okay, Cynthia.
Yes.
Can you please read the next motion?
I have lost my place on the page here. Go ahead, Dietmar.
Okay, I'll do it for you. I move that the Budget Committee recommend that the City Council hold a work session to review hangar rates in January of 2023 for inclusion in the fee schedule for the following year with consultation with the Airport Advisory Committee.
Second.
I'll second.
The sky.
Any discussion about hangar rates? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. The caches, I feel pretty strongly that this something needs to be done here. So I move that the City Council explore providing police and fire with access to all available caches within the city of Newport, with this item being discussed at a December 2022 council meeting.
Second.
Further discussion?
Our explorer background.
The long-term need that needs to be addressed.
I figured Christmas, you know, the Christmas spirit will be moving people.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed or abstentions?
The next batch of motions are based on the discussions. I felt that these were not recommended at the meeting itself, but I think it's appropriate based on the chats that we had about various issues.
Okay.
And it's up to this group if you want to make those motions or not, so.
Anybody ready to recommend on accounts receivable?
I move that the City Council request a report for the February 2023 work session on a policy to clean up and maintain accounts receivable, including the practice for writing off delinquent accounts.
I will second that. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. Room tax collections.
I move that the City Council request a report for a November 2022 work session on contracting with the State of Oregon to collect room tax in the City of Newport and review the auditing procedures either by the state or by the city should the city retain the responsibilities for collecting room tax locally.
I will second that.
Could you explain that, Spencer, how that's moving from the county to the state then? Is that what's going on?
No, there? Moving from the city to the state. So room tax is collected by the city currently. I think it was a year ago, the state Department of Treasury finally got into a position where the state potentially, or the state will collect room tax at the request of a local entity. And there's a charge, a fee that's paid to the state for that collection process. We would have to make some modifications to our existing ordinances so that the penalties and all that process parallels what the state requirements are for the collection of the state tax. We haven't really had an opportunity to really kind of weigh into that particular issue. So this recommendation would bring that report to the council this fall, with the council then making a decision whether we wanted to continue collecting them locally or whether we wanted to contract with the state for collections.
So this just moves that the council look at it and that doesn't take
correct.
Any action on the right.
Yeah, and it's instructing. These motions are really instructing us to spend time so that we have a report that kind of outlines the options for the council with a recommendation, presumably, that can be discussed at the work session. And if the council is comfortable moving forward with whatever direction, then it would come back to on the agenda for an approval.
What's the breakdown now, do we know, of cities that have the state do it for them?
Not too many have done it so far, but I think some. I think they're kind of all in the same stage that we are, taking a look at the potential of doing it.
A little concerned about the cybersecurity because Orstar got hacked last week.
Okay.
Yeah. And they didn't say anything publicly about it, but the media found out. Orstar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I had to change my passwords.
This is just a motion that we look at, right?
Yeah, the auditing is a key part of that. That's what we were.
And it makes a difference on who's collecting, so.
Right, yeah, it makes a big difference. And when we did the short-term rental ordinance, there was some discussion that there was going to be auditing going on. It's one of the benefits of the lodging revs contract that we have to monitor all that, and that never happened. So this is possibly another approach to accomplishing that audit because.
Maybe a piece of that work session could be finding out who's non-compliant, who's running nightly rentals without the city's knowledge.
Well, that's the audit.
Yeah.
And we haven't got an audit, so we don't know.
Yeah. We had people come to our meeting and tell us that they were running Airbnbs accidentally. I remember that. One Canadian lady came in and she's like, oh yeah, I'm running an Airbnb. And we're like, cool, pay us.
I think we've got a much better handle on that now than we ever did before. But the audit is a key component that we have not been able to, auditing procedure that we haven't been able to undertake. And we did have discussions through the audit committee with our city auditors about the cost of doing this. And it's certainly not an inexpensive effort, but it is an effort to keep the system honest. That report would come to the council in covering both issues of whether or not we should be looking at having the state do the collection. If the answer to that question is yes, we have to also determine what the state's auditing processes would be for that, or as a local unit, do we still have an opportunity to do an audit? If we do it locally, we have to develop that ourselves, so.
Yes.
I'm a little confused. Is there a difference between, when I hear auditing, I'm hearing between checking whether people have licenses or, it seems like we're talking about two different things.
Not licenses. This is the ones that have licenses that submit returns to a, this is, we're playing the IRS.
Okay.
In this role with the room rentals, checking to make sure the numbers that they're providing, you know, are reasonable. And there's a lot of complications in the audit of particularly vacation rentals because we don't have access to the individual details Airbnb, rentals. We get lump sums. And that's been one of the real challenges is really determining, how much is coming from individual places. So even with an audit in place, we still have that hurdle to get over. And the state has been working on ways to address that as well. And so anyway, there's quite a bit to report, but this would be us auditing the returns that we're getting from hotels, motels, and vacation rentals.
Okay.
in the community, in the city, as the tax collector would be doing the auditing if we continue collecting the taxes versus turning it over to the state.
Is this subject to state preemption, or do we have more license to conduct that audit?
I think we have license to conduct the audit, so I don't think there's a preemption there.
Okay.
It's the mechanism of how to
actually do that. Because that would weigh on whether, how much staff time we'd do if it was preemptive.
Right.
Okay, so this is a motion to have a report developed. Any more discussion on that?
Thanks for that, Spencer.
Yep.
It seems like we should be able to get that data from Airbnb because, I mean, they talk, they say they like to be, they encourage.
I'm sorry.
Airbnb has, presents themselves as wanting to be taxed and wanting to be regulated, and that I would think that they at least advertise themselves as being friendly. So it seems like we should be able to get the data about.
Well, at one point they were refusing. They said, we'll give you all your money, but we won't tell you where
it came
who, or how many nights, or addresses.
McShader.
That's not good. So it became a stumbling block
to
know whether we were collecting the appropriate taxes.
Yeah, because to really do a clean and clear audit, it would be great if Airbnb said for you know, for this address, this is what was generated for this address. That's not available. We have a big lump sum from Airbnb, and that's the data that, that we currently have access to.
And the other aspect is non-Airbnb short-term rentals, where it's basically just self-reporting, and they can report anything they want. And we have no way to audit that. So, okay, all in favor of this motion?
Aye.
Any opposed, abstentions? Okay, and the last one gets at the thing I was just asking about.
Might as well make the motion.
All right, I will. I move that the city implement a process to eliminate businesses that are closed or one-time businesses from the business license list to develop an accurate accounts receivable for business licenses.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Okay, that finishes our list of pre-proposed motions. Does anybody else have any other motions on any budgetary topic to send to the city council or anybody else?
I think I listened to what was said and I tried to capture the thoughts. So.
You've done real good. I had some another receivables thing. All right, that's the executive summary. So the rest is technical data showing the one in particular, the forecast showing that we really didn't hurt ourselves very much by adding all those funds in terms of ending fund balance. So anything else for the good of the order, Spencer? I think we're through everything, aren't we?
You've done all the business. The last thing we usually talk about a little bit is about the process for next year.
Oh, yeah.
To get feedback from you on how the process worked, how the process didn't work, any recommendations for how we move forward in the coming year.
Okay. We needed to do see if there was any public comment. You're about the only public here.
He's not really public either, so.
Well, he can be public.
I've been called worse. Thanks, Bob, for that. That actually was a very nice compliment. No comment.
Okay. Does anybody have any comments on about the whole process, the meetings, number of meetings, the length of the meetings, the mechanisms, the way information was distributed, anything is wide open.
Well, for me, the Tuesday meetings that follow a Monday council meeting are kind of a lot for 1 week. It'd be nice to be able to stagger those to the off weeks personally.
Good point. Yes, Steve.
I'd just like to say I think Bob has done a fabulous job. I think this is the smoothest budget I've been on in 12 years. You know, I'd like to thank you very much for that.
Well, thank you for that, but I can't take hardly any credit. It's Steve and Spencer and all the department heads that really pulled it all together in a difficult year. Yes, Beatrice.
I agree. You have done a really good job. Also, I want to say, is it possible to have like a one sheet or two sheets to put it like on the website for the public? Like, you know, they just putting everything together, you know, kind of having even the last part, you know, having like a, you know, the forecast. Right. I think it's great to have it on the website so people can see what is happening.
Yeah, the one thing that we can do is the executive summary of the budget is something we could probably post more prominently. You know, for me, it's hard to boil it down. You know, that's maybe four pages. It's really hard to, I can't boil it down. It hurt me to get it down to that far. But we could also add the projections to the, you know, someplace in the website too as part of the budget materials going forward. So we'll see what we can do with that. Because those are hopefully a little easier to understand for folks. and I think it's important. We'll probably show, you know, for the general fund, both the projections without the investment in capital, and then what happens if we are investing $1 million a year in capital, just so people understand, you know, it's not as good as it looks, you know, in the first scenario. Or maybe we should just show the projection of $1 million a year, you know.
Exactly.
Because that's probably more.
You have to show current.
Right.
And then you could show alternatives to that, but yeah. I would like to see a little more consistency and organization on the hit and wish list responses. It was a real mishmash of the way they were presented. The numbers were all totally out of control in terms of matching to the original list. So maybe some, a little more consistent format.
The attachments and the sheet. Is the sheet itself?
The sheet itself seems to be fine.
It's just the attachments.
But it's the responses from the departments that were not in a consistent format and not labeled properly. Some of them were completely wrong, and some of them just had three numbers on the same page.
I think part of that was Steve doing double duty this year.
No, absolutely. So, right? I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying there's an area. We did a great job over the last couple of years of consolidating the fee schedule. That used to be 10 different documents. And now it's finally totally integrated. And I think maybe we can do the same thing with consistency on those responses to make it easier for the committee members to tie the list to the text of the response. Anything else? Tia?
If there was a kind of to the point of what Beatrice is saying on the website, if maybe we could even say like or show like in a like a pie chart, like this much of the budget is going to public safety, this much of the budget is covering administrative. Like I think people could see the visual of that and they don't need to drill down the numbers. But like I'm not gonna spend, you know, if I'm not here for this meeting, I'm not gonna go through pages and pages and pages of Excel spreadsheets, but that might be a good snapshot, like a couple of key factors. And like, this is the part that we can do, use our hidden wish, you know, like some kind of sliver of that that we want public's, you know, participation in. Another piece is like timing around when we get, even though I get it in electronic, it's like this, right? When we get it, and when we have our first meeting. And if there was another week of a buffer in between there that we could communicate out, then we really could get more public comment in here in this process. That I feel like, you know, the Carla Perrys are on it. And there are people who might need a little bit more time to trickle into awareness of this, right? So that's just one thing I'd say.
And I can tell you, That is a real change. Bob asked me about that too. He said, can we get it a few days earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got it coming out a week ahead of time. It's really hard to condense it more. We can try to do that. Eric will be here next year. He can.
Eric's going to take care of it. Yeah, he's put it on his plate.
And Eric can try to squeeze this process down. But we'll try to do that. It really is a struggle. It takes us literally everything to get it out when we do. I'm not sure we have much more energy to put into it without, I don't know if we can do it, so.
I had one other comment, sorry, and it's just that I do appreciate from the committees that, you know, we liaison to as council members, that they are, that you've got all of those committees planning in the fall to see how it ties into the Vision 2040 for when they're set, their goal setting. So it does feel like it's beginning with the end in mind, right? Like where we want to go. So I do appreciate that thread being consistent throughout.
Yeah, we've gotten better with that, and we worked a lot with our vision coordinator through that process to try to work out timing that would work better for everybody on that end. And that's easier to do because those numbers aren't tied to anything specific or those ideas. There, you know, so we can start that process earlier, and we have been. I think this year was definitely the smoothest year we had on the goals and that sort of thing. So I think that works. We'll take a look to see if we can give a little more time between the budget going out and before the committee. But I'm not going to make any promises there. So.
The other thing that goes on with it is the CEO you know, we just had public comment.
Yeah.
And our one public didn't want to comment. If there could be some more positive outreach to try and actually, you know, get people to realize that they can come to our meeting, especially meeting number two, and suggest things that they don't like, maybe whatever, rec center rates, city potholes, all the things that people that affect day-to-day life in the city. I don't remember seeing any announcements in the paper except for the legally required one about a budget hearing. Seems to me that maybe we could do a little more outreach to say we're available, this is the time to talk about it, and we would love for you to come in and...
Yeah, one of the keys is we can't get, we send stuff out, we don't, it doesn't necessarily show up in the media, we don't control the media, so...
Right, but we know the schedule, we already know almost the schedule for next year. So there could be a lot of advance notice to just get out some materials and say, look, you know, we're doing the budget and the pie, here's the pie charts of what we're proposing maybe, or what we did this year, and where the money comes from and where it goes, and come and talk to us about what you think is important.
People are gonna be flocking in here, right, Bob?
Well, I think the other thing too is pre-COVID, we usually would have a number of people coming to budget meetings.
Yeah.
I think we're still in this post-COVID period where people just aren't participating. You know, we've lost a ton of participation over the last 2 years in our meetings, and we know for our city council meetings, since we've been live and meeting in person, we've built up the, that's definitely come back in a strong way, partially because of some issues we were dealing with, but at least people were physically coming back to council meetings. And when, like I said, we used to have a little gallery of folks that would come to this, to the budget meetings, and I don't think we're back to that post-COVID yet, so.
We don't have our usual suspects back anyway.
Right, yeah, we still haven't gained back some of our people that attended most of our meetings, so, in person, you know, the citizen type.
I just wanted to follow on with CM's suggestion, and there, I really like the notion of some visuals, because, okay, here. let us know if you, when you figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be worthwhile, I think. I can't imagine that there aren't any number of cities or entities that have reports like what we're talking about. It's not like you have to reinvent the wheel, but that, where are there some good, maybe through the League of Cities, if we got some ideas of the types of reports that could be used, because I think that's, you know, you can have all the meetings you want, but if people come to a meeting and don't understand what's going on, one is I don't want to come back, and two, I can't really help, you know, and so if there are ways to, and it's a lot of work to try to put that stuff together.
Yeah, no, and I think the knowledge of what we could do and the time to do it is where the gap is, because,
yeah.
And that's something that, Eric has expressed an interest in doing more of the graphic sort of stuff. So we may see some improvements in that going forward in the future budget years, but even for this budget year, we'll see what we can pull together, because Eric says he knows he's ready to roll with it, so.
We will remember that.
Yes, we will. I have a question regarding to the work, you know. I feel like Eric hasn't do it, all these to just one, but maybe inviting, you know, the high school, they have also projects, you know, the high schoolers that are working on projects, or maybe the college, you know, like offering this opportunity to put together like a, this visuals, you know, and learning also about it is very important, you know, especially the business, you know, career, sometimes that are working for these kind of opportunities, I think.
We definitely need a college kid to do our social media.
High school kid.
Although Eric is...
He's close.
Yeah, so maybe he can flex that for us. But there's a lot of cities in Oregon that are using social media really well, and we need to be one of them.
What would do, like, the primary goal to be? Just more outreach, or...
information, outreach, co-streaming press releases onto Hootsuite or something like that, so that it gets to the people that only look at the news on social media, which is most people now. I know, I'm not making a judgment on that. I'm just meeting reality what reality is.
Okay, anything else?
I got a quick question for Steve. If I recall, last year our budget was $89 million. Does that sound right?
I think the grand total. Yep.
I didn't see a visual on it.
How much is that for the mayor? Just kidding.
I didn't see a visual on it.
Yeah, where's that graph?
Yeah, so it was, I think, $89 million is about right. We're at $102 million this year. And Steve outlined in the notice that we have to put in the paper what some of the changes are there. And part of it is the $2.4 million that we're getting in funds, higher room tax collections. Trying to remember what else was in the.
Well, this last year we weren't really had a lot of projects just because of COVID. We didn't know what the future was going to be.
Very conservative budget last year. Yeah.
So roughly we had a $13 million increase.
Yeah, roughly $12 million. Yeah.
Anything else for the good of the budget committee? Okay.
Thank you
all very much for participating. I think it went quite well.
And we need more people for next year. When do people's terms end? And do we need to be thinking about replacing folks who are serving on the budget committee that are rolling off? Or
yeah, we go through that process at the end of the year, and then the appointments are done in January prior to the preliminary meeting.
But if you are, don't we have a vacancy?
We have one vacancy at this point.
So just be thinking about who might want to join this fun bunch. Yeah, okay.
Bob, I have
And
I have a quick city council thing to do. I think, Dietmar, you need to sign the letters for the senators and congressmen.
Eric has some letters.
And Cynthia, are you still there?
Cynthia, are you here?
Yes,
I'm
letters, here.
So when you get back, get a hold of Eric to sign them.
Actually, we'll probably run them. Maybe, Cynthia, we could run them over to you to sign at home, because we do want to get those out sooner.
Okay.
If that works for you, we'll give you a call and we'll set up a time to get your
that works.
Your signature on those letters. So.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
So are the letters there now?
Yeah, Eric has them.
Eric has them.
Yeah.
He's going to swoop down on you when we adjourn.
Yeah, basically, the thing
again. I think we're done.
Yep. All right. Thank you all very much. See you next year.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yes.
More fun than I thought it
was. Here. More fun. Right. I know, that's the best part.
Anybody that has these physical binders, someday they need to get back to Steve so he can fill them up again.